A little mite, a lot of zing. Every now and then, a client walks in with no pension for the status quo. She's a tidal wave, slashing every trend. And for every intrepid shopper, I know a designer diva who breaks every known mold. If you want to be a flamingo in a flock of pigeons, she's your fairy godmother. And I allude to Cinderella because this cutting-edge seamstress crafts her designs out of an enchanted land, a charming, tranquil, sunlit atelier in what is perhaps the most boisterous, gruff, turbulent city on the planet. Mihika labors amidst white walls and wooden finishes, splattered with color from her creations in cloth. Pretty stationery, dainty artifacts, rich canvases, gushes of fabric, and everything you'd fancy in a contemporary dollhouse. There's soft and hard pastels, warm and cool, the makings of an endless European summer in here. Working out of an inspired den like Mihika's, anyone would be an artist. That's why I go to her. She reminds me how to be a Fruit Loop in a world full of Cheerios. My client, Aurora, a best-selling author, leaves in a week to cruise the Mediterranean. She'll read excerpts from her latest novel at literary festivals all along the coast. Well, of course she needs to be dressed in her best. But that's not enough. We're looking for out of this world. A little wicked, very wild, the kind of funky and spunky that shocks and slays and, dare I say it, the cat's pajamas. And so, we knock on Mihika's door. Her label, Mihika's, exhibits a new era in fashion. A reality we know exists, but don't necessarily always see. There are no rules. For her especially, it's about the individual. Personal style embellished by her handiwork. And no, she's no novice. She's arrived. She's come into her own, revolutionary, striving, and rising. Her designs are events, literally. We picked outfits named after real-life marvels. Sure enough, that's how they're coded. Weave a little bit of imagination into them, and voila, you're dressed in a story, to tell one. There never was a more suitable fit for a writer. Aurora was so tickled. Their work ethic coincided elsewhere too. Originality. What's written by one is not the intellectual privilege of another. Aurora's words are her own, and no one can lay claim to them. Similarly, there's only one kind of each and every one of Mihika's creations. What you own is yours, and yours alone. No repeat designs made to size or order. The shared concept of exclusivity was the knockout. We moved in courses. Coffee in a darling little cup, and conversation. Then, business. Colors, patterns, frills, no frills, bling, no bling, and breathable, functional fabrics for midsummer. Cotton, chambray, linen, and maybe a few blends. Aurora is tall and curvy, all fine and fitted. Here's what she packed into her suitcase. The silver lining. A white shift dress with a glittery clutch embroidered onto it was the first pick. A printed line dress called Mardi Gras followed. It's a carnival on cloth, that piece. A long high waist pleated skirt with the circle of life printed on it. She'll probably pair it with a scalloped fitted tee. A floral wraparound dress. The hanging gardens of Babylon. The hodgepodge of a pair of monochrome wide leg trousers with a baby pink sequin blouse. And boy, did Aurora look sharp and strong, like her Disney namesake. The curse blinding her to elevated fashion had broken. She had awakened from a deep slumber in Mihika's enchanted queendom, with warmth from sunshine, steaming coffee, and a whole new wardrobe.